This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. unemployment rate unexpectedly dropped from nearly 15% in April to 13.3% in May. This covers a month that forecasters were expecting a jobless rate as high as 20%. A parallel survey of payrolls shows a surprising amount of hiring, with 2.5 million people added back to payrolls. And economic divides by race are apparent in today's numbers. While the unemployment rate dropped overall, as we say, the rate for black people ticked slightly higher to 16.8% versus 12.4% for white people. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman goes deeper.
Historically, through good times and bad, black workers have suffered higher unemployment than white workers, typically about twice as high. And layoffs in the pandemic have hit hard in service occupations where black workers are heavily represented: hospitality, food service, healthcare, and retail. Meanwhile, according to the Labor Department, only 20% of black employees have jobs that allow them to work from home, compared to 30% of white employees. Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute says these are most likely professional office-type jobs.
Given occupational segregation, African Americans are less likely to be in those higher paid occupations. That in large part accounts for the disparity and the share of African American workers able to work remotely during this time.
And she says black households are more likely to have just a single wage earner to depend on.
When you lose your job, all of the resources available to that household go. I mean, it's unlikely anyone who loses a job now will be able to quickly find another one.
Meanwhile, African-American households went into this crisis with less to fall back on. Economist Gary Hoover at the University of Oklahoma estimates the median wealth of white households is 5 times or more higher than that of black households. And after the Great Recession,
whites recovered faster, were able then to increase assets and savings that in the current crisis will help them fare much better. Blacks being in that precarious spot with much lower wealth are going to have a difficult time if this pandemic goes on much longer.
According to the Economic Policy Institute, black workers earn about 20% less per hour than white workers, whether they have a high school diploma, a BA, or an advanced degree. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.